Welcome to the Handy Guys Podcast, where we work together to complete that honey-do list, featuring answers to your questions and head-to-head tool challenges. Let's get started with the show with the Handy Guys, Brian and Paul.
Welcome to the Handy Guys Podcast. This is a special edition of the Handy Guys Podcast. And the reason it's a special edition is because we are going to review the Philadelphia Home Show.
Yep, we're going to do the Philadelphia Home Show. We went today, January 19th, the opening day of the Philadelphia Home Show. It's running through January 27th. So us being the Handy Guys, Brian and Paul, we have our site address, www.handyguyspodcast.com. Our phone number is area code 615-676-0877. We look forward to your calling questions, and we'll address them on future shows.
Yeah, so submit us an email or a voicemail, and we'd be happy to answer your questions about anything around the home. And go to our website. Check it out. Now, we're going to be reviewing the Philadelphia Home Show, but we want you to understand that just because it's the Philadelphia Home Show doesn't mean it may not apply to the local home show that's coming to your neighborhood, because we know that it's coming to Boston, it's coming to Chicago, it's coming to
Phoenix,
exactly. So it's coming around the country, so check it out.
All right, so what was the big deal about the show? Well, there was, I don't know exactly how many vendors, but we had quite a number of vendors. There was probably 10 different aisles, hundreds of thousands of square feet of show space.
Hundreds of thousands?
I don't know. Maybe not quite that much.
There was a lot. Maybe
there was a lot of lot of people there.
It's a big convention center, and it's only going to get bigger.
That's right. So, what kind of vendors did we have there, Paul?
Well, we had several different categories of vendors. You had your typical contractors.
Hey, before we get into all of this, even before we start talking about the vendors there, we had something kind of exciting happen, right?
I'm trying to recall. Did we meet anyone at the home show?
Yeah, we ran into one of our inspirations for this podcast. We ran into Tom Silva from...
Who?
Tom Silva.
Tom. Oh, that's right. Yeah, remember, I remember meeting Tom.
We talked to Tom for a couple minutes.
He's an old friend
minutes.
I forgot about. Yeah.
So he does This Old House, Ask This Old House, This Old House Magazine.
Edits it. We'll find that out, though,
right,
of course.
So we took a time out from visiting the vendors, and we did a very, very brief interview with Tom Silva of This Old House. So here it is.
All right, check it out.
I'm always curious. All right, we're being interviewed. How do you do home shows like this and your TV show and still run a business?
I basically have no life.
That's what I think.
That's pretty much what it is. I have a pretty busy schedule. I run my own construction company. I do This Old House, Ask This Old House. I do editorial in the magazine. I travel around the country, speaking engagements, home shows. And once in a while, I get to go out to dinner with my wife.
All right, one more question. Can I ask that question, the kind of crazier question?
All right.
Do you ever feel like slapping around your host ever?
Kevin?
I slap him around all the time.
Okay. Kevin's a great guy. He's a good friend, and he's got a good sense of humor, and he can take a joke. With us, he needs to be able to take a joke, because we're not easy on him.
All right.
He's a good guy.
You actually make him work.
Absolutely. Whenever possible, I give him the hardest job and the dirtiest one, and he takes it with a grain of salt.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys.
All right, so we did get a chance to meet Tom Silva, and we had that quick little interview, and he's a great guy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun getting to meet him and asking him those questions, kind of a serious one about how does he do his manage his schedule, and does he really get involved in that work, and then kind of the funny one about him slapping up on Kevin O'Connor, the host of This Old House.
Now, seriously, though, what was interesting is that Tom Silva really does look like he does on TV in person, right?
That's right. He looks a little taller than he does on TV, or he is a little taller than he looks on TV.
What was he, about 6'6"? No. No, he was about 5'10 or 5'11", something like that. But he was a really a nice guy. It was fun to get to talk to him a little bit. And if he ever hears this podcast, hello, Tom. Thanks a lot. We appreciated it, your time.
Yep. Thanks, Tom. All right. So what kind of vendors did we have there, Paul, at the Philadelphia Home Show?
Okay, so we had your builders, the guys that want to come out and do contract work. They want to add on to your home. They want to finish your basement. They want to build a pool for you, those sorts of things.
That's right. Or they want to install your brand new Mac Daddy kitchen for you.
Right.
Or a
tile work.
Sunrooms, you know, all those
awnings.
Kind of stuff. So not really DIY oriented, you know.
No.
This is maybe a lot of it was of this show was really oriented to people with big checkbooks that want to get a project done
and big just, checkbooks,
yeah, and write a check for it.
Right, lots of zeros.
So the other kind of funny category of things was the guys selling mops.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean I thought they were was that the Ginsu knife guy you're talking about?
Where we had the knife guys there, we had the mop guys there, we had the whirligig guys there.
That's right. I forgot about the whirligigs. If you want a whirligig, the home show is
actually,
the place
I think
to
they,
get it.
They called it something else other than a whirligig.
Something
I don't
like
know
that.
What it was, but it was
it was mesmerizing.
Yeah, they had these crazy spinning looking things.
You hang on your porch or something,
right? And then, you know, other kind of categories like, you know, furniture and beds and sheets. If you want sheets, you can walk out of the home show with a shopping bag full of sheets.
Well, tell me a second about these basement systems. I have a question about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
There are a lot of vendors there, a lot meaning two or three at least, that want to finish your basement, but they don't want to do it with 2x4s or aluminum studs, steel studs, and drywall. They want to do it with these like preformed walls they bring. What's the deal with these things?
Yeah, I don't. You know, I priced one of those out once, and it ended up being more expensive than actually a traditional method of finishing a basement.
Right,
and
it's like an Erector set. Is it really the way to go? I mean.
Yeah, I think it's going to look like an Erector set in your basement. It's just my opinion. Now, in all fairness, some of the newer ones that we saw at the home show today did look nicer, but they
nicer than what I've seen with in the past from like the Owings Cornings of the world, where they come in with these
4x8 panels and they just snap them together,
and you see all the seams between the panels that are snapped together. I will say that some of the newer systems were impressive as far as hiding that.
That's right. But I guess the key is you can disassemble them if you ever have to get behind that wall for some reason.
Right, sure.
It's the same argument as if you're going to finish your basement, why you would want to put a drop ceiling in, for example.
Sure, okay.
Because you want to get access to something up above.
Right.
But my question is, if that's such a big concern, why don't we just use that kind of stuff everywhere in our house? Why is the basement any different?
Huh, maybe you're onto something there.
I don't know. That's just my way of thinking.
All right.
So anyway, but yeah, I mean, these things are covered in fabric, a couple of them that we saw, and it was kind of neat. And they give you some acoustical properties.
Yeah, perhaps like for an entertainment center room that you were building in your basement, you wanted to slap something up pretty quickly. It might make sense for that, and especially with the acoustic abilities that they have built into these walls, as opposed to drywall, which isn't necessarily great acoustically.
Right.
So, yep. So okay. Well, let's talk about some of the vendors that were there.
Okay. Well, you know, as we were walking home show floor, we were looking for vendors that were really catering or would support do-it-yourselfers, because that's what our show is all about.
Sure.
You know, so as we were going through, one of the ones that stuck out, had a great conversation with the woman from Hardwood Floors Direct. Their URL, they're online, www.hardwoodfloors-direct.com. They're a supplier of hardwood flooring.
Right, and they had some amazing samples. They probably had every species of Brazilian hardwoods that you could find. Most of the wood I had never even heard of before.
Yeah, there's some really, really nice looking stuff, and it's all top of the line. Yet it's not priced like top of the line. These guys are a direct from, you know, they get their materials directly from...
Not just Brazil, I should say.
That's
right,
Colombia, South America. And Canada and domestic as well. So you got your maples and so forth.
Right. But what if I were to say, well, Brian, that's interesting. They get these nice woods from South America, but I'm concerned about the rainforest and they're ruining the rainforest.
Yeah. Well, all of their woods, and they showed us a certificate, are certified. I guess the term they use is green. These woods are from managed forests, because wood, in, you know, if you think about it, is a crop like any other crop. It just takes a long time to grow. And so the key is not clear cutting so that you don't have the erosion, replanting, and just taking out the trees that are at the end of life, really, and harvesting those. And that makes sense for the local economies down there, as well as for the vendors that are selling it again in the United States. So Hardwood Floors Direct has that certificate of greenness, if you will, and they've got an excellent product too. And we're not talking about laminate floors or engineered floors. This is real hardwood floors. You know, the thick.
Was it all solid, three quarter inch or
yeah, inch three thick? Quarter inch thick. Tongue and groove, pre-finished, so you can put it right down and walk on it that day,
and then sanding. The nails and the glue-on.
Right, you can nail it down, you can glue it on, and they have, I think they've got instructions on their website, or if you're thinking about installing a hardwood floor, call us up and ask us, and we can give you some tips on that in a future show.
What I really liked about their product is that they are really careful about what they show you in their samples is what you get. So in other words, with some hardwood providers, they will show you a really nice sample. It'll be a high grade. There'll be no knots in the wood. There'll be nice long boards. Yet when you go to order from them, what you actually get is short pieces that have been cut off. They'll, you know, you may have some imperfections, some warp boards, and Hardwood Floors Direct is very one of the key elements of their company is that what they show you is what you get, right?
That's right. And, you know, at the complete opposite end of the spectrum is the stuff that's pictures of wood. Oh. Nothing drives me battier than seeing a quote-unquote, you know, laminate floor, wood floor. You know, they call it a wood floor, but it's really just, you know, pressed sawdust with a picture of wood on top of it.
You have something against Polaroid?
Right.
What's wrong with that?
It not only looks bad, but you can tell, or I can tell anyway, immediately when I'm walking on a floor like that. It just feels hollow.
Sure.
It just doesn't feel like a floor.
What was amazing about Hardwoods Direct is, like you said, that it was really solid wood, quality wood. It seemed to be priced well, and their selection was amazing.
Yeah, it was a good deal. So, you know, maybe we got to talk to those guys about doing some advertising once we get some more listeners, right? All right. Well, we just gave them a pretty good plug. So let's move on, and thanks to Hardwood Floors Direct for spending the time with us today. E.P. Henry.
Yes. E.P. Henry is the company that most people have heard of when they think of concrete pavers, right?
Right. So what are concrete pavers? That's if you're going to do a patio, what they typically call on grade. So if you want, instead of just pouring a concrete slab or putting in gravel or just having grass outside your back door, you want to put in some hardscaping. That's the general category that they play in. And walking by the booth, I didn't even think I would stop, you know, that we would stop in necessarily.
Right.
There's other vendors in this space as well. But one thing that caught my eye when we walked past was they were showing in their display, which looked really nice, by the way. Good job, guys. They were showing a stone veneer. So what's stone veneer, and why is that different than just concrete pavers?
Well, stone veneer is what you would use for siding, right?
That's
applications.
Right. That's right. So if you wanted to go up and do the entire front of your house in stone, but didn't have the budget to get stone in from a quarry, get the mason, so forth and so on, you can use this stone veneer or a cultured stone. Cultured just means that it's a manufactured stone. Much, much easier to work with. Your labor cost is significantly reduced in using this cultured stone, and it looks like real stone, just like the, you know, the pavers do and all of that.
Well, it's nice because, you know, I have seen the veneer stone makes sense if it's done well. And I really liked what we saw, the product that E.P. Henry's putting out nowadays.
Yeah, no, it's a good-looking product. And I'm thinking of when I do my deck this spring, and we'll probably have a whole series of shows on decks and improving your decks and all of that. And I'm thinking of doing my posts and my columns, wrapping them in a stone veneer. And so E.P. Henry is on my short list for checking out when I do that.
All right, what else do we see?
Okay. I think that probably we'll talk about two more. SlideLock was one company.
SlideLock, right. And they're the company that comes in they don't come in. They'll send you their product. They make cabinets for the garage. So
That's right.
And they make the slide lock boards that go on the wall so that you can hang different things. They're the tongue and groove type boards that you put on your wall, right? So you can hang different tools. And
right. They call that stuff slat wall.
Right.
So that's one of the pieces of the component. But what sets these guys aside from the myriad of other, you know, garage finishing companies that we ran into at the home show is they have a do-it-yourself option. So that's key for us to talk about. You know, these other guys, they'll come in and they'll build that system for you. But these guys had cabinets you could actually have shipped to you and put them together using their patented slide lock system, which is really just it's a sliding dovetail for the woodworkers right. out there that listen to our show. It's a dovetail joint that slides into the receptor dovetail joint. But it makes for a very strong joint, and it minimizes the use or the reliance on mechanical fasteners such as screws or nails.
Or glue or anything else. Right. So you can just slide these boards together, and you end up with a cabinet that's really strong. And so they can ship the components to you on a flat, you know, in a flat box. And of course, it really requires someone to put them all together. And the interesting thing is that you design how you want it to be set up, and they order the parts that you need, and you can probably modify it a little bit after the fact if you wanted to move some cabinets around or that
yep.
sort of thing.
That's what it seems like. Or these guys will be able to come in and do the whole thing for you if you
right.
want. That's going to cost more money. We're about saving money here at
sure.
the Handy Guys podcast.
It's an interesting concept, but you know, one of the things I've noticed this year is that, you know, in past years we've seen a lot of the closet organization companies that, you know, are putting their products on display, and basically they're taking things like nice cherry kitchen cabinets and saying, hey, why don't you put these into your bedroom closet and
right.
have a nice room. In fact, some of the closets we've seen in the brochures and in person, you know, you could live in, you know, they're nicer than, you know, most people's the rest of their house.
Yeah.
And they're huge in some cases. But, you know, so we have a lot of closet organizers, and they were at the show, but a new aspect to what these companies are doing is that they're coming into garages, putting in, you know, new flooring in your garage so that you have a padded flooring, or perhaps what's the flooring called that you paint on?
The epoxy flooring.
And yeah.
that's one other thing that SlideLock had, and this isn't a do-it-yourself application, but they had something, and the guy from SlideLock was telling me about it. It's not an epoxy. It's better because it's an XYZ. I couldn't repeat it, what all this high-tech formula was. But it looked like it would hold up to, landing an aircraft on it.
Well, they're always concerned about having the VOCs in it, right? The volatile organic compounds in some of these products. So I don't know if they had it or not, but I know that was a big theme this year with the companies trying to be green and not having these chemicals in their products. But just speaking of the garage organizational, it seemed like there were so many companies that had these new products, and I always thought the garage is a place to just kind of throw all your junk, but, you know, it seems like nowadays these companies are trying to make your garage so nice that you could, you know, you might as well just eat dinner out there. You know?
Yeah, I think we're going to maybe spend a whole other show on doing the garage, because my garage is a disaster.
Right.
I'd love to put up some slat wall and so forth and insulate the exterior wall that's not insulated right now.
Well, the slat wall concept is an excellent concept, because it used to be in the old days we would use the pegboard, right? Wall is so much stronger and more versatile.
Right. You can move stuff around so much easier and reposition everything versus those pegboard hooks. I do have some pegboard out there, but I would like to insulate that wall and put up slat wall all the way along.
All right, well, check it out if you go to the home show. Check out both the closet organizational companies and also the garage organizers.
Right, so SlideLock, it's a funny URL, but it's www.slide-lock.com.
And they're opening new franchises all across the U.S. as we speak.
All right, so check those guys out. And I think the last one we're going to talk about, we do have a couple more minutes, is home security. We're going to briefly talk about home security.
Right. Home security is an interesting theme because it's sort of a commodity in a sense. I mean, you can open the phone book and find lists and lists of companies that will install home security products. And a lot of times, if you look at different companies, they're all going to install similar type controls. You know, they'll put in your Honeywell box or whatever, and they'll run the wiring for you, and you'll pay for the installation, or maybe they'll give you a discount installation, but they'll lock you into a couple of years of monitoring.
That's
but
right.
We're starting to see some interesting new companies in the security field.
Right. We ran into some guys from a company called Ingrid, and they have a complete do-it-yourself home security system. And one of the options is to tie in with the professional monitoring service, but the...
I think they use Guardian for their monitoring service, if you so choose.
Right.
Now, wait, before we go in a little further, you have a security system installed. What's a monitoring service?
Oh, okay. So the monitoring service is having a company, when you're not around, being able to respond to an alarm. So let's say a door is opened, a window is opened that's not supposed to be, or a fire. You see the ads on TV. The alarm system company checks, okay, you're not there, and they'll call the fire department or the police or whoever.
So it really just means that you have somebody, if you want, on the system, once you have the security system installed, to monitor it for you. They'll call you if they see an alarm, and if you don't respond, then they'll call the police automatically. But that's just an option. Let's just talk about the security system itself, the hardware.
Yeah, because I know nothing about installing security systems. I mean, I know all about running wires and, you know, electric and so forth, but my impression is that's not required. You looked at it in a little more detail than I did, Paul, so why don't you describe the installation process?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just mention it briefly, but it's a very interesting product because it uses wireless technology, and anyone can install the system. It does not take the handy guys to install the system. Now, believe me, I love to install a traditional system. I love fishing wires through walls and doing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And trying to figure out how to do it without doing a lot of damage to the house. That's interesting to me. This system is not real interesting to the handy guy that wants to just get his hands dirty. This system, I think my wife could probably install, and that's not a insult to her, but the fact is she doesn't want to be fishing wires through the stud bays of drywall. And this system uses, I think, a 3M type tape on the sensor. So you go around, you put a sensor on your door, you put a sensor on your window, you plug a monitoring component in some convenient outlet, and you have a wireless monitor, a console, where you set your alarm. You also have a cordless phone that comes with the system that also ties into your alarm system. So it's essentially a second console that you can put up in your master bedroom or something like that. And you can monitor your system. And it also comes with a key fob. A key fob is just a little keychain like you have if you have your remote locks on cars. And it has a button. So you can walk out of the house, hit your button on your key fob, arm the system.
Right.
You get home, you hit a button, you disarm it.
Well, another neat feature that they had that I think will set them apart is they have a whole website. So you can go online from wherever you are in the world and check the status of your system. So if you've got a vacation property with the system installed, you can go and check on the status of that. If you have elderly parents, something like that, and you want to make sure that they armed their system before they went to bed, or you could arm it remotely across the internet.
It's pretty neat. I was checking out their website, and you can actually, like you said, you can share systems. So if you have a family member and you want to monitor their system, you can tie it into your own, monitor both of them. If you have a vacation home and you want to, you know, monitor it, you can do that. And the nice thing is the guys at Ingrid told us that they will have some additional features coming out very soon, such as water monitoring. You can put sensors near, for instance, your hot water heater or other areas where you might have potentially have water problems, and it will notify you of that, and you can just check it out. It'll send you an email, or you can just check the website, or it can send you a page to your phone, that kind of thing. So this is an interesting product. It's a new product, so we're going to keep our eye on that.
Yeah, we'll check that out in more in depth in the future, I think. All right, so wrap up the home show. Conclusion: success, bust, what?
Well, I really liked the Reading Market bacon and eggs I had across the street for $3.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Pretty good breakfast.
But yeah, the home show is always interesting. If you're in, you really are a do-it-yourselfer, you're going to, I'm not going to tell you you can go to a home show and you'll be completely impressed by everything you see, because as we said already, a lot of the displays there are really contractors trying to make contacts. However, I think you'll certainly learn something. You get some ideas, like we did, for instance, with this wireless security system, and we did with some of the manufacturers of hardwood floors. We learned a lot about hardwood flooring, stuff we didn't even know we needed to learn.
Right. Yeah, that was very interesting.
And one of the big themes, of course, at the home show this year, not only in Philadelphia, but I think it's going to be the big theme in the home shows as they go across the country, is being green, right?
That's right, being green. So being environmentally friendly. I guess we have to be stewards of our environment. And there's also the selfish part of being green, right? You know, that if we're putting in systems that cost us less to operate, that's good all around for our checkbook as well as for the environment, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's wrap this show up, Paul. Let's give the contact information out again.
All right, our contact information, if you want to submit a question about anything you have, any question you have about the home, maybe you just have a question about whether you should go to the home show or not, anything, we'd be happy to take a look at it. You can find our contact link at www.handyguyspodcast.com. At the top of the page, you'll see it'll say contact/ask a question. Click on that, fill out the information, and send it. That'll send us an email.
And the answer to the secret question is hammer.
Or is it nails?
No, I'm sorry.
Nail.
It's nail.
That's right. You'll have to answer a secret question. Of course, we have this in here so that spammers don't automatically send stuff to our site. But it'll ask you, what do you hit a hammer with? Hit with a hammer and then
what
get its nail, right?
Nail is the secret answer.
If you prefer voicemail, you can call us at 615-676-0877. You'll get a message that says leave a message. Go ahead, leave a message. We may use your question on the air.
Right. So upcoming podcast, our schedule is online. You can check that out. Coming up, we have the show 2 coming up on Thursday.
And it's called Wet Paint.
Right. Thursday the 24th. And we're going to talk about painting and paintbrushes and paint rollers and stuff like that.
So that's it for now. We're the Handy Guys.
Thanks. Nice.